to get back out there? How refreshing is it to get back to football?
It's good. You know, like we say in the spring, it's always exciting to see the fellas. And then we had another little break, and then coming out here and getting to practice and see the fans out here again and how crowded it is. It's a fun atmosphere, and it makes you want to come out and get better each and every day. So it's awesome.
Is the reality of the competition hit from day one of training camp that, you know, OTAs and mini camp are about preparation, doing a lot of film work, but now it's about the competition. Is that hit right away?
I compete on every day, so.
I mean, Bill, the reason I asked that is Bill's saying, you know, that's a teaching part of the year, and this is more about the competition. That's kind of what I'm
thinking. Yeah, but, you know, this is a game of competition, so it's definitely firing up. It's definitely firing up.
And with that in mind, how do you fire yourself up? What are you competing with yourself to improve every day?
I'm competing with myself to try to get better every day. Going out there and you know, not making any mental errors, going out there and practicing my techniques, my fundamentals, learning new ones. So there's a whole bunch of things that I have to work on, and, you know, I'm going to try to come out here and take advantage of that.
When you're receiving, you got to catch the ball when it's thrown. How important is that chemistry with the quarterback?
It's very important. You know, regardless of who's throwing to you, it's always good to, you know, be able to go out there and catch balls from anyone.
How is it getting different this year than it was last year? How's your relationship with him?
I mean, you'd have to ask him or Coach Belichick. Those guys evaluate I play. You know, Jimmy comes out here and he works his tail off, try to get better every day. So, you know, you expect that from him, and he's doing that.
What skills does he bring?
Ask Bill. I mean, I'm not a talent evaluator over here.
You're obviously very close with Tom. What do you sense from Tom in the first couple of days of camp?
You know, he's out here doing what everyone else is doing, trying to get better. It's a new year. There's a bunch of individual goals that everyone has, and I'm sure you can ask him what his are, but he's coming out here and he's putting the time in just like everyone else, and just trying to get better.
How hard is it to put aside the airplanes flying overhead, the distractions, and the fans training constantly? You know, it's a little different.
You know, it's pretty funny, actually, to see those kind of things. You know, it's awesome to hear the fans, how they support everything. But, you know, ultimately our mind's on just trying to get in here and get to work and try to mold our team. So that's what we're thinking about.
You say it's funny, but does it fire you guys up at all?
You know, I mean, truthfully, you really don't even you look up and, you know, you hear the whistle and you got to get to the next period. So Coach is over here yelling at us to run over the next period. You can't even really think of it. So Coach always has his tactics to keep us in the game.
Julian, you've been obviously a seventh-round pick and changing positions, but now 100 catches 2 years ago, on pace for 100 this past year, and finishing the last couple of games, and a good postseason performance. How do you maintain the chip on your shoulder that you brought into this league after now having experienced great success in the league?
You know, I got a lot of individual goals. I'll keep those myself, but you know, I'm self-motivated. You know, I want to come out here and try to do everything that I can do, help this team, and that's what I'm going to try to do.
How would you characterize the receiver role that's helping your team compete
for jobs? You said it. You know, it's a bunch of guys out there just trying to compete, including myself. You got some veteran players. Everyone's kind of been here for a couple years at least. So it's a smart group of guys, but, you know, we're all out here just trying to take the coaching in from the classroom and bring it to the grass, to the drills, to the team. So, you know, it's a competing group, and, you know, we're all competing to try to earn our role.
You said Coach has his tactics to get you guys to not be distracted, but for a lot of players, those are just coming off a Super Bowl win. You got to experience things in the offseason that maybe at other times you wouldn't get to. So with the distractions, how does this team continue to do so well every single year to come up and be motivated to play, no matter what the situation is?
You know, our leader, Coach Belichick, always reminds us that It's not about the past, not about the future. It's about what's on our plate right now. And on our plate right now is going out and trying to get better each day in training camp. So, you know, he's been around a very long time, as he always says, around this league. So, and you're going to trust what he says and then just try to continue to get better each and every day.
We asked about Brady a few days ago, it sensed that he was pissed. Knowing him, knowing his attitude, knowing his competitiveness, do you feel like when all is said and done, he is going to want to once again prove to everybody that he should get out of it in any way, shape, or form?
I mean, you're going to have to ask him, and what happened in the past happened in the past. You know, I'm just kind of trying to worry about right now what I have to do. So,
for a lot of you,
he is my guy, but you know, I got to worry about my job so I can be there for my guy.
He's always had razor sharp focus. Would you say it's to another level if that was even possible?
I mean, you said it. He's always razor sharp focused. So. It's, you know, it's one of those things where he's focused. We're trying to be focused, and, you know, we're all trying to be focused.